Welcome to the Way Fellowship Church of Dallas podcast series. Please enjoy this message by our own senior pastor, Tavares Gardner.
Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive power. That power in the Greek is called dunamis. Everybody say dunamis. That power in the Greek is called dunamis. Dunamis. In Luke 10 and 19, it says, behold, I give unto you power over all the powers of the enemy. That first power is exousia. Let me tell you something about a police officer. A police has power and power. The first power in Luke 10 and 19 is exousia, which means they have authority. Then he said, I give you power over all the powers of the enemy. That means you also have dunamis, dynamite power. He has a gun, a police officer has. He has a badge which gives him authority, and he also has power sitting on his hip. Saint of the Most High God, in Acts 1 and 8, and you shall receive power, dynamo, dunamis. You're supposed to be dynamite. I ain't talking about the James Evans, good times. JJ said, dynamite. All right, he looked like a dynamite stick. When he had no power. But Saint of the Most High, the Bible says, you shall receive what?
Power.
Dynamos. Dunamis. Dynamite. You're supposed to be dynamite everywhere you go. You're supposed to, supposed to be impacting and imploding stuff. And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you. Then you will be my witnesses to testify about me in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. First, they had to start at home with the Holy Ghost. People need, you need to be a witness at home. And then once you get home together, you're supposed to spread out. Now, what happened when the church got persecuted in Acts? I can't hear nobody say nothing. When the church, because they were all holed up in Jerusalem, God sent persecution to scatter them out, because I didn't want y'all just holed up in Jerusalem. Y'all need to go out to Samaria and to the othermost parts of the world. So persecution is a sign that it's time to move. It's time to bust a move. All right, you may be seated. But you shall receive, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. He said, don't y'all leave. Don't leave. I need you to. The Holy Spirit had been with them prior to. The Holy Spirit had been where? The Holy Spirit had been with them. He had been with them. That's how they were doing miracles, signs, and wonders before the Holy Ghost came inside of them. The Holy Spirit had been with them. And because they were with Jesus, the Holy Spirit was upon them. I can't hear nobody, but it was not in them until the baptism of the Holy Ghost fell in Acts 1 and 8. I can't hear nobody in Acts chapter 2. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So it is important for the believer to be filled with the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Not the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but the baptism what? What is the baptism in the Holy Ghost? I'm going to see if y'all going to remember. They didn't forget. They didn't forget since last Sunday. Who said what? Somebody submerged? Yes. 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 What's the baptism of the Holy Ghost? When you are baptized into the body of Christ, your salvation. Baptism in the Holy Ghost is when you are submerged in the Holy Ghost and you come up speaking in tongues. Amen. Jesus, have mercy. There are actually three baptisms. Somebody said, what? What is it? Water baptism. No, first one is baptism of the Holy Ghost. You're saved. The second baptism is water baptism. You come up a new creature. Then the third baptism is the baptism in the Holy Ghost. All right. It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost for everybody. But why don't everybody have it? Come on, talk. Come on, it ain't no trick question. Who'd you say? Lack of faith, come on. Who you say? Ignorance. Because of, what'd you say? Religion. Because a lot of, some denominations believe that it don't take all that. You don't need to. And so, you know, that's why you sometimes you're like a car battery. You die out. All right, they didn't like that. Okay. So, how do you receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost? Huh? Ask. Somebody say by faith. By faith? By faith? How many say by faith? By faith, ask. Ask, you ask by faith and you receive it. And then no trick question. Just the way, same way you receive salvation. You ask Jesus to come in your life. Somebody texted me yesterday and they said, can the Holy Spirit leave you? And I said, the Bible says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I said, but what you can do is quench him when he'll stop talking. And then you'll be led by your own flesh. You quench him. When you quench something, you restrict its flow. Anybody ever quenched a, have anybody ever quenched a water hose? You know that water hose get a little, and it restricts the water from flowing. Same way you do with the Holy Ghost. When you restrict him, when you start sinning and stop disobeying him, you restrict him, his voice, and you won't even hear his voice no more. Okay. All right. Purpose of the Holy Spirit. I think I talked about this last Sunday, but I got to review it because half of y'all forgot it anyway, because you couldn't even tell me what the baptism in the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost was. I want you to understand the purpose of the Holy Ghost is, number one, the gateway to the supernatural. Everybody say the gateway to the supernatural. Come on, ain't no cuss word. Come on, the gateway to the supernatural. Come on, say it again. I want you to understand, as I said last Sunday, that you are the gateway. Anybody know what a gate represents? Access. I'm going from, a gate is a point from one arena to the next arena. Y'all hear what I say? When I go to the gate, it is a transitional period. It is a transition from one area to the next area. So in the spirit realm, we are Bethel. We are Bethel. We are Bethel. We are Bethel. We are the house of God living on earth. So we are a gateway from heaven and earth. We're supposed to be operating in two realms. Did y'all hear what I said? But most of us, we only operate in one realm, and that's the natural realm. We are led by our five senses instead of being led by the Spirit of God. And many times we are in error because we're led by, we trust more in our five senses than we do the spirit realm. Well, I don't feel like it. Well, you can't ever go by how you feel most times, because most times your feelings are jacked. I don't feel like coming to church today. I felt like staying in my bed because it was real cold in my house under them covers. I can't hear nobody, but I had to get up and come to church. And I could have stayed at home and washed my big old truck today. Hallelujah. I felt like staying at home. But how many know your feelings will deceive you? Touch your neighbor and say, don't trust your feelings. Trust the spirit inside of you, the Holy Ghost. Never trust your feelings because they jacked. People say, follow your heart. No, 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 no. Your heart is deceitful and wicked. That's what Jeremiah said. He said, your heart is deceitful. Touch the neighbor and say, don't follow your heart. Because your heart will play tricks on you. The Holy Spirit is intended to be the gateway into the supernatural. It is not a goal. It is a gateway. Did you hear what I said? It is not a goal, it is a gateway. How do you think the disciples, when they got baptized in the Holy Ghost, Peter, a man's shadow, healing folks, just by a shadow. And let me tell you again, I said this last time, let me say it again. What overshadows you will come out of your shadow. You project what you're overshadowed with. You can only give out what you're overshadowed with. So if you're not overshadowed with the Holy Ghost, I can't hear nobody. You got something else that's overshadowing you. And no wonder I can't hear nobody. When you walk into an atmosphere, hallelujah, don't nothing shift, because your atmosphere, your shadow is overshadowed with darkness. I can't hear nobody. With rejection, I can't, with anger, with manipulation, I can't hear nobody. And you can't help nobody else come out because what you overshadowed with. See, the saints of the Lord, since we're supposed to operate in two realms, we're supposed to infect and effect every atmosphere that we walk into. When you walk upon your job, your light should be shining, not dimming. Oh, they didn't like that. Because you're full of power. You're full of power. And then when you got the Holy Ghost, you won't lay down and do everything. Because when you become more aware of his presence, you're going to do things that pleases him and not quench him. So let us, in the book of Acts, you know, as a picture of the Christian church for one chapter out of 28 in the book of Acts would be left untouched if all references to the supernatural were removed. So most of the book of Acts deals with supernatural. We were having men's meeting Friday night, and I was... And some of us, we were talking about how dark and how dismal it is in the school system and in the world and how all this stuff, you know, all this stuff just is going on. And I said, and as I've been reading and studying this series that we're technically kind of in now, if there's darkness around us in the school systems, in the government, in our cities, in our communities, and I'm the only light in my particular neighborhood, yeah, and there's more darkness, and I'm the only light, my light should be outshining darkness. Maybe God puts you in that apartment complex to be light. But you want to get up out of there, holly, I just don't like this neighborhood. It's just bad, and all these thuggish folks around me. But what if God purposely put you there to be light? Because he know he, you can be trusted to be there to do the work, but you want a microphone. Why don't you get you a bullhorn? I can't hear nobody. And get out on that apartment complex. I can, am the Lord. That's your microphone right there. But you, everybody want to huddle up. As I said to the men on Wednesday night, on Friday night, everybody want to huddle up in the church. The church is bigger than a building. The people of God should be penetrating every arena in the world. You should be able to be in a secular arena, I can hear about it, full of the Holy Ghost, and not compromising, not taking off your clothes, not half dressing, I can hear about it, but living up a standard, because Jesus, he operated in the secular realm, and nobody touched, he wasn't affected by them, he infected them. But how strong is your relationship with God? That's the question. How much time are you spending with the Holy Ghost so you won't compromise if God puts you in a secular arena to minister to secular people? If God puts you amongst R&B artists, would you compromise? Oh my God, I'm so fascinated by you. Oh my God, can I have your autograph? No, them jokers should be fascinated by you because of the Holy Spirit outpouring in you. I can't hear nobody on them. I can't hear nobody say nothing. We should be so full of Holy Ghost that supernatural is normal for the believer. No, I don't think y'all got it. I don't think you got it. Being full of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to tell y'all, I can't stress this enough, because in the black church, no, that's half of it. But are you living victorious after you get through dancing? Are you impacting community? Anthony was telling us about the school system and how these sixth graders, how bad these sixth graders are. He was telling me a sixth grader is overcome with supernatural shit. A sixth grader threw a desk down the hallway. Are you hear what I'm saying? Anthony, is that what you told me? I want to make sure I ain't lying. Sixth grader. Why are they doing this? Huh? Where's the church? And Anthony said something that slapped me all in my face the Friday night. He said, the church is there at the beginning giving backpacks, but they're not there the rest of the year. I said, I know you didn't just come up in here and say that. But there's truth to it. We passing our backpacks at the beginning of the year, but where is the church the rest of the year? We don't see them until the next year, until it's time to go back to school. We have no back to school bash, having bounce house. Where you at in March? April, May, June. Where you at? Where you at? Ask your neighbor, where you at? So could all this stuff that's going on in the school system with these kids, because there's not enough Christians lights in the school district. I can't hear nobody say nothing. There are not enough Holy Ghost filled people who can pray for these kids. And what's wrong with you? Instead of popping up upside the head, you need to cast the devil out. Come on here. I know we can't talk about Jesus in the school, but I'm going to whisper Jesus in your ear. Right? And I don't care if you're getting that. Come on out, devil. So if you don't like it, change it, because you got enough power on the inside. But what you've got to become is more aware of his power on the inside of you, so the supernatural can flow at all times. You're supposed to be able to lay your hands on them bad children. Say, come on out, bad. Come on out. Come on out, bad. Come on, bad. Come on out, bad. Come on, rejecting. Rejection. Come on out. Come on, mama, daddy. Daddy issues, come on out. Mama left you alone. Come on. Molestation, come on out. Come on. You need a strong figure in your life. I can't just steer you right. But we even had this conversation in the salon Friday when I went to get my haircut. The beauticians and the lady that was getting her hair done, we were talking about these kids and how they're just so unruly, because we didn't grow up like that. Because it wasn't nothing for me, for my daddy to beat my tail like anybody. But what I told them, I said, we have children raising children. And because they have not been parented, now they're having children, and now we got a whole mess. But who will be in the school system? Who will say, I will go and help these teachers? We've got to infect every phase, because we got power. But if I'm dealing with my own issues and I cannot be aware of his presence, well, all I'm aware of, I glorify what Satan is doing more than what God is doing. And I got the Holy Ghost. Well, this world going to hell. God, I mean, my Lord. I'd just be glad when Jesus come back and crack the sky so we can all. No. We still got work to do. Jesus ain't coming back until the gospel is preaching every corner of the earth. But y'all sitting there, I'm ready to go back to heaven. I'm ready for him to crack the sky. You haven't even evangelized nobody. There's a whole world dying now because the church is huddled up in the building and not affecting community. And you got all this Holy Ghost. In Acts 19:11, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Did y'all hear that? And God, Acts 19:11, it said, and God wrought special miracles. Miracles by the hands of Paul. Particularly, like the word special in the original Greek, it means the kind of miracles that do not happen every day. In other words, miracles were an everyday occurrence in the early church. What happened to the church now? Huh? What happened? In the book of Genesis, when Jacob laid down on the rock, Jacob said, surely this is Bethel, this is the house of Lord. And he said, and I did not even know it, which is what's going on now in the churches. The presence of the Lord is in the church, and half of y'all don't even know it because half of y'all worried about the clock, and the other half are consumed with the presence of the Lord, but you got a whole herd of people that, when he going to hear it? You're not even aware of his presence. You don't even know it. If he slapped you in the face, you wouldn't even know he was here. Because our minds are so consumed with everything else except him. Every time we come to the church, your mind should be focused on him. God, what am I going to get today? What you going to do for me today? Hallelujah. How can I praise you today? How can I? When you drive up on the parking lot, matter of fact, when you know you come into the house of God, everything should be dropping off of your mind. I can't hear nobody. I'm coming to give God all I got because the devil tried to make me lose my mind the rest of this week. I can't hear nobody. And so I'm just glad to make it to the house of the Lord so I can get energized so I can go back out and infect and effect community because I am a gateway between heaven and earth. Everybody holler out, supernatural. Miracles should be an everyday occurrence for the believer. It should not be every once in a while. That is abnormal for the believer not to operate in the fullness of God on a daily basis. It is abnormal. But because of lack of teaching and because you don't know who you are and you don't know what you possess on the inside of you, you dumb yourself down. And because of wrong teaching in churches, because churches are preaching, miracles were done away with when Jesus left and the apostles left. That is the biggest lie ever told. If that's the case, why are we still casting out demons at this church? When we cast out demons, that lets you know that the kingdom of God is here. Ain't got no help in here. That lets me know that heaven has met earth. Hallelujah. And whatever's going on in heaven going to be going on in the earth. So there ain't no demon entry in heaven. Ain't no demon entry. There are demon exit out in this earth. Why y'all ain't talking back to me? Touch the neighbor and say, supernatural. There's a whole world dying. Everybody say whole world. Because we're huddled up prophesying to one another. All them folks on your job, you ain't never had a word for them. But they get on my nerves. Just can't stand them ninjas. I'd be glad when the Lord moved me off the job. No, maybe we are there on assignment to be light and darkness. Until you do your assignment and fulfill your mission on that assignment, you ain't going nowhere. I wish you looked at your job as an assignment. That there are people that are assigned to you on this job that you're on, hallelujah, that need to hear the word of the Lord. And you may not even say nothing, but your presence, your countenance exudes Holy Ghost. Supposed to. But we are complainers. You come in there burdened down and bogged down. Everywhere Jesus went, he infected people. What are you infecting people with? Gossip? Everybody say, for witnessing. The Bible says in Acts 1:8, he said what? He said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Then you will be my witnesses. Everybody say, witnesses. Come on, say it loud and proud. Come on, say it loud and proud. Witness means to actually represent Christ. We used to sing a song in the Baptist church. I'm a witness for my Lord. I'm a witness for my Lord. And say, I'm a witness for my Lord. And we say, my soul is a witness for my Lord. Somebody say, I ain't never heard that in a day of my life. That's because you ain't come out the Baptist church. I said, did you make up that song? No, that's a real song. Witness means we are to represent Christ. We are to duplicate what he did. No, they don't believe it. Mama Edwards, they don't believe this. They don't believe it. Everybody say a witness. Come on, say a witness. We are supposed to be representatives everywhere we go. When you go to the mall, you're supposed to be a representative. Now, I had to check myself yesterday when I was in the mall, because I hadn't been to the mall in a long time. And Lady G and Mama Gann had me in the mall yesterday. And I was being the husband, nice husband. Jesus have mercy. I was being the husband, you know. And I did, she said, you did so good. But I was like, Lord Jesus, all these folks in my way just stopping and just ain't doing nothing, just gathered in spots I can't, and I can't even move from one place. And they just huddled up. And I went to the wrong mall, and I went to Parks Mall, and I don't even like Parks Mall because there's too many folks out there. And I mean, I was just like, Lord, I had my limit yesterday with people. When I got home, I went straight to bed. I said, Lord, it's too many. My limit for people is over. I don't want to talk to nobody else. I don't want to see nobody. I went in my room, pulled the covers over my head. I'm done. I reached my limit. And I didn't even complain. The staff and the mom again went off, and me and Caleb went and sat in the women's section, and while they checking shoes, and all these women checking shoes, and they're like, Lord Jesus, where is Stephanie? Come on here. And then one moment, my phone wasn't working because I didn't have no reception, so I couldn't get on the phones. I'm like, so I just said, and Caleb looking at me like, shut up. So I'm like, I can't get on the phones. I might as well pray in the spirit. And I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, you want me talking to anybody? I didn't hear nobody. I think he knew I wasn't ready to talk to anybody, because now I was just like, no, you might not need to say nothing. Just sit there and pray in tongues. I don't want you to talk to nobody because you might say something wrong. But touch your neighbor, say witness.
Witness.
Let's look at Acts 19 real quickly. I really like the book of Acts. It just mesmerizes me how the apostles walked in, how the early church walked in power. Something that this new church don't really have. Don't really have power. Don't even have power to cast out a headache. You want to medicate demons. These children having bipolar. What? I didn't hear about no bipolar when I was growing up. They didn't buy no ADHD and ADDD and ACBFG. Ain't nobody heard nothing about all that. What did I say? Acts 19. Let's look at 11, I think. Am I boring you?
No.
Good, because I was going to keep on preaching if he was. Verse 11, 19, Acts 19. That God gave Paul the power to perform, the Bible says in the New Living, unusual miracles. Everybody say unusual.
Unusual.
When handkerchiefs, everybody say handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs.
Or aprons that had merely touched his skin were placed on sick people. They were healed of their diseases, and evil spirits were expelled by handkerchiefs, y'all, and aprons. What they do that at? Why isn't that happening now? Because we're so full of self, we're not full of Holy Ghost. See, when you are all sin conscious and you're not God conscious, you're always thinking about you. We're so self-conscious, we can't even be God-conscious. How do I look today? How my lips look? Do I have my eyelashes on? Honey, I don't want my eyelashes, and I'll be crying, and half the eyelashes be falling off. I mean, how my hair look? Is my wig going torn to the side? Or you know what? Lord, Lord, can some people see my bald spot? Can't hear nobody say nothing. Do I have dandruff in my beard? Can't nobody. Is there a booger in my nose? Can't nobody say nothing. Is there any food in my teeth? You're so consumed with you that you're not even thinking about Holy Ghost. And the Holy Spirit said, hey, I'm here, but you're so consumed with you. Said he gave him unusual miracles. Unusual. Verse 13, a group of Jews was traveling from the town casting out demons. Check this out. And they tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus in their own incantation, saying, I command you in the name of Jesus who Paul preaches. Come out. What? The seven sons of Sceva, a leading priest, were doing this. But one time when they tried it, everybody said they tried it. The demon replied, I know Jesus and I know Paul. He said, but who are you? And that demon whooped them seven sons. Because you unauthorized to cast out no devil. Do you not know that demons know if you got power or not? They know. They ain't stupid. I know y'all think y'all, I know you think you smarter than a demon, but let me tell you something. They've been around longer than you have. And they got a little bit more sense than some of these saints. Do you know demons will expose you? Do you know that you could become so famous in the kingdom of darkness like Paul was? They knew Paul's name. I want the devil to know all of my whole name. And I think he's beginning to know my name. Paul, I know. Tavares, I know. But who are you? That's something for your name to be called out by demons, and they know your power worth. Come on here. Because Paul was so full of the Holy Ghost. Oh my God. Because he was a witness. There was one story in the Bible in the book of Acts. I don't know if it was Paul or Peter. They were trying to minister to this governor. And this witch, this warlock was around this governor. He was trying to hinder, it might be in Acts chapter 9, I think, somewhere up in there. He tried to hinder the word of the Lord from coming forth from Peter or Paul or whoever it was. And Peter or Paul looked at him and said, you wicked. He said, blindness come over you right now. And that witch doctor, went blind and was groping around and needed help. Because the word of the Lord and the power of the Lord was manifested in Peter or Paul. I can't hear nobody say nothing. And he spoke the word and blindness. What kind of power is that? That is a witness. And the governor and the people and the governor, I believe, even got saved because of the power. The power of the Lord. Come on. When you are a witness for the power of the Lord, the power of the Lord makes you decide. When people see power, it lets them know that there's a real God. It also lets them know that I need to make a decision. Come on here. If that were not so, in the book of Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Ghost fell, Peter, who was the coward at first, I can't hear nobody say nothing. Peter, who denied Jesus three times, who told Jesus, I'll never leave you. And Jesus said, boy, hush your mouth. Before the rooster crowed three times, you're going to deny me. And then all of a sudden, when the Holy Spirit came inside of him, he became bold as a lion and began to preach the gospel. And 3,000 people had to come to a decision. See, the power of God makes you face a decision. Everybody say, the power of the Lord makes you face a decision. It's like you're drawing, it's like the power of the Lord draws a line. Y'all remember if you used to fight? Back in my day, if we was getting ready to fight, we and then we said, cross that line if you want to. You cross this line, it's on. When I was hoping, I said, please don't cross the line because I don't know if I can really fight. And you know, I might just take off running. But you didn't know that because I had a bad bluff. Cross that line if you want to. My heart just beating fast. Lord, please, please, please. Please don't cross that line because I can't fight. I can't fight. I might start hollering like a little girl. What y'all laughing for? I'm sure half of y'all probably drew the line too and couldn't fight either. You just call people bluff and just hope they didn't take it. Everybody say witness.
Witness.
However, the true purpose is to witness to Jesus Christ. We are to be a witness for Jesus Christ in the earth realm. That's what the Holy Ghost is for you to witness, for you to be a representative of His. Well, there's no way the hospital should be getting bigger and bigger. You see, and now they're making hospitals look like hotels and condominiums. Something wrong with that when we got all these folks that full of the Holy Ghost and we can't cast out. When the power of the Lord should be so oozing out of us that sick people should be brought to the house of the Lord. But the first thought is, let me go to the hospital. Because they know the church don't have no power. And that the doctors got more power than the church. When Peter, everybody that he touched had handkerchiefs, aprons, just touch his skin. And everybody was healed. That's some type of power. See, say it with me again. The Holy Spirit is in me
for me.
But the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is on me
for you.
Everybody say for prayer. So we got supernatural gateway. We have what? Number two, witness. And number three, for prayer. Everybody say
for prayer.
Let's look at Romans 8, 26. And I'm going to say it again. If the Lord gives you a word, you ain't got to be speaking in tongues. Most of us are speaking in tongues because we're trying to drum up the word. You don't be going up to somebody that's not saying, No. You're going to scare them. They don't know what all that is. Speak English. Romans 8. Romans 8:26. You got it? In the same way, the Spirit. Everybody say the Spirit. Talking about the Holy Spirit because it's in capital S. The Spirit comes to us and, I'm reading from the Amplified, helps us in our weakness. What do you mean weakness? Meaning your thought life, you don't have enough words to articulate and sometimes you don't even know what to pray. So your flesh is weak because you don't know what to pray. And so the Holy Spirit comes and helps you. I can't hear nobody say nothing. Sometimes I don't know what to pray, and I start speaking. I start praying in my heavenly language. I can't hear nobody say nothing. And as I'm praying, I begin to hear what to pray and who to pray for. So the Holy Spirit picks up the heart and mind of God, what's on His spirit, and He imputes that into you, and you begin to pray it in English. Come on here. Let's finish reading. We don't know what to pray, what prayer to offer, or how to offer it as we should. But the Spirit knows our need and at the right time intercedes on our behalf with sighs and groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because the Spirit intercedes before God on behalf of God's people in accordance to God's will. That's why you need the Holy Ghost, so you can pray God's will.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. If you would like more information about our ministry, or if you would like to sow a seed, visit us at www.twfcdallas.org.